You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's 2018 Mackinac Policy Conference kicks off today. Big names in politics, business, philanthropy, tech, education, and more will be on the island for the annual conference that's put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber. Here with us now from Mackinac Island is businessman and GOP fundraiser John Ricolta Jr. What are your personal goals for this conference?
Well, I think that this conference provides individuals like myself the opportunity to continue to build bridges, renew old relationships, perhaps form some new ones. In fact, is the best networking conference in the entire state of Michigan, if not the United States. I mean, rarely can you get 1,600 people from all walks of life, community influencers, philanthropy, captains of industry, labor, education, health, the list goes on and on and on, all together and in some ways trapped where they can't sneak off and have some really meaningful dialogue on the policies that are affecting our lives on a daily basis and those who want to try to make Michigan a better place to live and work.
When you think about what's ahead for these few days, what is not on the agenda that you wish had gotten there?
I don't know. I think what's on the agenda is perfect. You know, we're going to be talking about the workforce, shortage of talent, how a disruption is occurring at such a rapid rate today, the fact that many companies are in search of this workforce for the future, and the shortages we need to overcome. I can't think of a more meaningful and impactful agenda.
And as you say, people are there together. Nobody can really sneak away. You're on that island. And I would imagine there are folks talking who might not normally do so.
Well, look, that's the whole idea of this conference. And quite frankly, Michigan needs to get a whole lot better at how we communicate with each other. Having that collaboration is vitally important to develop the cohesion that's needed to compete in the world today. You can't innovate on your own any longer. Science has made our lives all too complicated. Policy making is in many respects similar to making sausage. There's a lot of ingredients that go in, and there ultimately needs to be some compromise at the end of all those discussions. And I find that this 3 days really shapes my thinking. It tests the positions that I'm taking. It fosters, in a way, some intellectual tension that make us all reach for better. And in the end, it's the bedrock of compromise and ultimate agreement. And look, the world is an enormously large place, but it's also very complicated and it's very, very competitive. And in order for Michigan to continue to march forward, we've got to find solutions to these problems that we're facing.
One of the problems that has played a role in discussions at Mackinac through the years has been Detroit education. And you have really, John Ricolta, taken a real leadership role in Detroit education through the years. Do you feel like the city schools are on track or getting on track?
I do. I believe we've turned the corner. We've reached the bottom and we've started to come out. In 2016, we were fortunate to have the opportunity to work on this and also to get the legislature and the governor on board. And we came away with a significant number of wins. We eliminated the debt. We closed the EAA, which was very unpopular in the city of Detroit. We elected a new school board, and they in turn elected a phenomenal superintendent who has an incredible track record of turning poorly performing school districts around. His most recent success was in Jacksonville, Florida. So 2016 was sort of the turning point, and I think our society has recognized the need for us to do a whole lot better. And both the coalition and BLM and the state have realized we've got a long way to go in order to catch up and get ahead. There's an enormous amount of work that's been done over the past year and more to be done. The coalition has taken a look inside and has come out with a 6-point plan that they have published extensively on and working very hard on it. And BLM has gathered a large number of businesses and have also produced a report that outlines 5 principles on which they need to work on going forward. So I'm very, very encouraged that we're getting to that tipping point where we recognize that this is the salient and number one issue that's going to drive the future for Michigan. If we can't educate our kids and get them to stay here, we're going to have big problems in the future.
And we should note for everybody's clarification, when you talk about BLM, we're talking about the group Business Leaders for Michigan, because there are a couple of BLMs out there. But yes, so it's Business Leaders for Michigan. Do you feel like you've gotten the support you need from the Trump administration, from Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, to get Detroit schools back on track?
I'm not looking to the federal government for help. I think this is something we've got to fix as a state. You know, we've got to come together in this state. We have a state board of education. You know, we've got a terrific legislature and Senate. We have a governor who's committed to new principles. He calls it the Marshall Plan. And we've got to do it here first. And then once we're able to all come together, we can then march off to Washington and ask for those couple of other things that'll put us over the top. But no, I don't think this is a federal issue. I think this is a state and local issue, and we've got to find a way to fix it.
John, what do you feel in the time that you've been involved with the Mackinac Policy Conference, what have been the big accomplishments that have really made a difference in the everyday lives of people in Michigan?
Well, it's brought a lot of people together that normally wouldn't be talking to each other in an environment that fosters great, great conversation, lays out positions, and sets an agenda going forward that we can work on for the next year. And now, that's not the only policy conference, and there are others that do terrific work, but that's the whole point of a policy conference, is to, you know, get an agenda set, compromise, agree on that agenda, and then go out and try to make it happen. And one case in point is the debt for the Detroit Public Schools, which was approaching $600 million. We won't get into who caused it, but it was at the conference 2 years ago that everything came together that allowed a solution to come forward. And that saved the Detroit Public School System and improved the education for 45,000 kids.
John Rakolta speaking to us from Mackinac Island, where the 2018 Mackinac Policy Conference is kicking off today. John, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Happy to do so.